Hi, today what I want to do is I want to talk to you about the absolute power of just letting go. Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever had someone else disappoint you? Have you ever worked your butt off at work and someone else got the promotion? Or maybe you were in a relationship and you were giving it your all, but it just didn't work out. Have you ever wondered why? Are you holding on to these things? Are these are things holding you back from what you truly can accomplish? Well, of course they have, because we all have gone through these things, and the difference is whether you're still holding on to it or whether you've let it go. And I'm right here to talk to you about just letting it go. See, a while back, I went through a very, very dark period in my life. I happened to be in a really unhealthy relationship. I was totally unhappy. I had gone through some major surgery, 5 surgeries that put me pretty much on my back and out of commission for about 4 years. And in the middle of that, my common-law wife asked me for a divorce, and I lost my business, and I was in a really, really bad place, and I was blaming everybody. I was resenting things. I lost my friends. I was pitying myself, and there was so many things. I was just in a very dark place, and I reached out to a good friend of mine, Rick Crawford, and his wife Suzanne, who lived down in Colorado, and I asked them for help in this area, and they were working with me on trying to get perspective on this problem, and really trying to use the energy around me and within me to see if I could control this emotional roller coaster that I was on. And one of the things that Rick taught me was just the power behind just letting go. What do you mean by that? Just taking these problems that we have and just giving them up to God and just letting God deal with it. We can only handle so many things. See, I've always tried to do things my way, and always wondered why things wouldn't work out in certain ways. And I always had a problem when they worked out a different way. And one of the things that Rick really taught me was this true gift. And I really believe it was a gift that just let it go. Go within, understand the problem, and just let it go. And it became a very peaceful experience. And one of the things that was interesting is I thought right away that once I let it go, my circumstances would change. Well, of course they didn't change, because all the bad decisions I had made in the past had momentum. And what did I find? Did my circumstances change? Of course they didn't. What happened is I became homeless. I was living on the street. I had to ask for help in many different areas. And what did change was my mindset. Once I released it, I had an inner peace. I was able to put perspective on my problem and deal with it in a much better way. And I'm encouraging you, if there's something that's holding you back, just release it. Give it to God and just let Him deal with it. We don't know what God has in store for us. We have to learn, as I had to learn, that we have to be okay if it's not done our way. We have to be okay that if God decides He puts a period somewhere, we don't decide to erase it and put a question mark. We don't have to know why it's being done. And that was a hard thing for me, because I always wanted to label something. I always wanted to say, okay, it's being done, what's the reason? It's being done, what's the reason? Well, sometimes we just don't need to know. So if there's something holding you back, I highly encourage you just to let it go. You are going to find an absolute inner peace, and you're going to have a better perspective on your life. And you're going to be able to deal with challenges that are in front of you. Believe me, if someone was to tell me, Kevin, you're about to go through a divorce, major surgery, you're going to lose all your friends, and you're going to become homeless, it was going to be totally overwhelming. There's no way I would have been able to go through that without help and the perspective of letting go. And because of that, my life's back on track. I'm building a new life. I'm building a new business. And it's a wonderful experience. So if I can teach you one thing today, it's the power of letting go. I hope this has served you. Hey, Kevin here. Did you like that episode? If you did, you can do a couple things to continue your journey. First thing you can do is you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. So on a weekly basis, I can keep you up to date on videos that help you change your life. The second thing you can do is go to my website, sign up for my newsletter so I can keep you up to date on free products, free program, events that we're working on, podcasts, blog posts, basically things that we can't do here at the YouTube channel. All you do is hit the appropriate button and it'll take you directly there. Until then, go out every single day and live your life with absolute passion.